President Bush signed an executive order back in August of 2001 banning federal funding from being used on researching embryonic stem cell lines created after that date. Federal funding was still provided for stem cell lines created before the ban. UW-Madison researcher Jamie Thompson was the first to grow embryonic stem cells. He says lifting that ban could help the industry in Wisconsin.
I think the major impact to psychological is that before, people thought this was a very restrictive field. I think it inhibited young investigators to get into the field. Now they know it's competitive with any other field.
Thompson says that at some other point in time, opening the door to more federal funding could have had a bigger effect on the industry. But he thinks the financial benefits now could be limited, given the struggling economy and all the other challenges facing the federal government.
I'm optimistic that we'll be able to compete one-on-one with other fields now, but I think that given that the realities of the federal budget, the dramatically increased funding is being a little optimistic for the next couple of years.
Thompson pioneered new research about a year ago that he hopes could someday be just as effective, but without the destruction of human embryos. His new company recently secured private funding to study ways to use skin cells for drug testing and other healthcare advances. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.